happening again. It's back. Oh God, the thing under my bed is back. It's going to shake the bed again. This damn thing has been terrorizing me since I was a girl, and now it's back. God. Wait. Is that a tentacle on the edge of the bed frame? It is. What the fuck? What the fuck? You! Yeah, you! Monster under the bed! Get out here! I hear that slimy grumbling. Get out from under there! Ha. Finally I see you. You're a big thing, aren't you? Look at all those tentacles. Most of them are even phallic-shaped. Fuck, they're even leaking. Is that pre-cum? Oh, don't give me that whining sound. You've been terrorizing me since I was 10 years old, thumping the bed and making weird noises, and look at you. What the hell were you thinking? You have tentacles. You're a sex monster, clearly. You're supposed to use those tentacles for sex. Crawl them under the covers, wrap them around my legs or something, and when I hit puberty, molest me. But no, I had to get the lame-ass tentacle monster under my bed that just thumps around. Instead of being raped by an awesome sex monster, which would have been a fucking amazing way to lose my virginity, I had to lose it to Bobby Braceface McDaniels in the 9th grade. Do you know how lousy he was in bed? Ugh. He always came after a minute and a half. So I had to wait until college to have a proper orgasm. Don't you take that tone with me. This is all your fault. I could have had amazing tentacle sex dozens of times by now, but you had decided to lay him out and thump the bed. Yes, that's right. Whimper. You should be ashamed of yourself. Bad tentacle monster. But I'll give you a chance to make it right. Rape me and gag me and cover me with cum. If I'm not covered in cum and looking like a fucked whore by morning, we're going to have words again. You got me? Good. I'm going to get back in bed now, and you better use those fucking tentacles properly. You have a lot of making up to do.